Yeah, Roger. Well, it sucked when they went over like that, what you're saying, because used to be I'd go in there and tell the guy behind the counter, you got any 2N3 333 transistors? He'd be like, yeah, right over here in the drawer, you know, how many you need and all this and blah, blah, blah. And then you go in there and you ask, yeah, you got any 2N333 transistors? They look at you and they go, what is that? Is that a cell phone? What are you looking for? You know, they just had the college kids in there, you know, trying to earn a buck. Yeah, that's when they went over just to selling TVs and cell phones and what have you. The radios, like the shortwave radio, because I'm a shortwave nut, and I used to go in there and look at the shortwave radios, but the shortwave radios and CBs and stuff would all be in a corner way in the back of the store, you know. You had to go back there and look, you know. They didn't have the stuff up front, or used to be they did, though, when they had the experts working there and stuff. You know, they had that stuff, you know, they had radio CBs and shortwave radios and stuff right there under the glass counter in front of you when you walked up to the counter, and not to mention a whole selection more just behind you on the racks and just things like that. And they used to have all the parts. They used to have just about any transistor you needed, diode, resistors. They had all that stuff, man. And then they went over to the college kids behind the counter trying to sell you a TV or a cell phone.